Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tuned up and ready to go for another hour of conversation. Let us be your guiding light forevermore. It sounds like a prayer, doesn't it? Today is Thursday, July 22nd, and upon your ears will be my voice and thoughts, Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. We have the sick and style here. Victoria, you're the stalwart. I think I was last Thursday. I took a couple hours. I wasn't feeling well. Jennifer's not well today. Yesterday, Jay wasn't feeling well. The day before, I think Victoria wasn't. It's going around this summer bug, and one wonders, whenever you get something that brings you down, you wonder, is it COVID-related? And so we start with lots of conversation about COVID, the things that are happening that affect all of us here one way or another. The J&J vaccine, shall we start, Victoria, with a focus on that, because apparently it's not as effective against Delta, the Delta and the Lambda variant, as is both the Pfizer and the Moderna. So how was this, who made this determination? Where did this come from, this info?
Well, this is a new study from NYU's Grossman School of Medicine, and in this study, which was, there are a few things here worth noting. So this was in a lab situation, so this was not like an everyday, you know, person on the street up against COVID testing. This was all in a lab setting. So that's one thing that, you know, you can take that into consideration. What the study concluded was that essentially one dose isn't enough. And the authors of the study, kind of in a controversial sort of statement at the end of it, they concluded that if you've gotten the J&J shot, that you actually should get another shot of either Moderna or Pfizer. So not even a second shot of J&J. These authors said, you know, you really need the mRNA, that technology in the vaccine, which is only in Pfizer or in Moderna. So it certainly made headlines, caused a lot of confusion, some panic in people who've, you know, the 13 million people
sure.
who've gotten the J&J shot. So some of the things that also, you know, essentially what the data showed in this study, this is the only one study, has not been peer-reviewed yet, but what that showed is that a single dose of AstraZeneca, which has the same architecture of the J&J vaccine, that it was only 33% effective against
wow.
the Delta variant.
What do you make of that? What do you think of that? No, you're happy that you didn't get Moderna. I mean, you didn't get J&J, right? Both of you.
Yes.
Jay, you
here's
didn't
the
get
thing.
It
I'm happy that I didn't
yeah,
get
Pfizer.
It. I'm happy I didn't get it because I don't trust Johnson & Johnson as a company. And,
right.
I haven't. You know, they lied for 40 years. They had formaldehyde and baby shampoo and then eventually
yeah,
admitted
company.
That they did. And then it took them another 5 years to get it off the shelves. I mean, this is not – and then you've got the talcum powder. Like, this is not a company that I have ever felt comfortable with. You know, this is not a company that I've sought out any of their brands. I've tried to avoid this company as much as possible. So I don't know. When their data comes out and says, oh, our vaccine, you know, our own vaccine from our own studies, our vaccine is just as good as, you know, as Pfizer and Moderna, you know, I take everything they say with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
This study was pretty surprising, though.
Mm-hmm.
However, and then there's another virologist at the Weill Cornell Medicine Center in New York, which is highly respected, and that virologist said, this is not surprising to me, because I've always thought and often said publicly that the J&J vaccine should have been a two-dose vaccine. So a lot of people do seem to agree on that. Now, yet there's always another way of looking at these studies. So some other, you know, epidemiologists, virologists are also saying that if you've gotten the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, don't panic yet. Because until we see people filling up hospitals who've all had J&J and and now they have breakthrough cases, there's really nothing to worry about. The point of the vaccines is to keep you out of the hospital. That's the point. You're not going to die from it, and you're not going to be hospitalized. That is the whole point of all of them. So if J&J continues to hold up in real life and not just in a lab setting, then, you know, I don't know that anyone needs to rush to get a booster. As of right now, J&J says that the shot, they know, they feel confident that the shot works for 8 months. So eventually you probably will need a booster, but I think right now it's on pause.
John, one of the things, Jay, maybe we can ask folks, and I think we did a variant of this a week or so ago, which vaccine did you have, and are you comfortable with your choice or with what you took? Maybe it wasn't a choice. Maybe it was all that there was, but if you took it, that's maybe you get the pulse of the nation through that question. And also, what I want to underscore, and it's done in the advertising, and I'm not getting paid to say this, but there is a huge difference, as Victoria is pointing out, between Johnson & Johnson and S.J. Johnson. That always underscores in their advertising a family company. There is no relationship, and I think they make a good point of telling you, the consumer, that there is a difference. Some people confuse them. I remember when I was younger, I used to, well, Johnson, okay, we got it, Johnson. Johnson & Johnson and S.J. Johnson, two very different companies and kind of a different product line as well. S.J.
Johnson. S.C. Johnson. Yeah, S.C.
Johnson. Excuse me. Yeah, right. Yep. All right. So now the people that are planning on having, I don't know why people go to Florida in the summertime anyway.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Florida is not a great place to go in the summertime. It's just hot and humid and it's whatever. The people listening in Florida, maybe you don't like me saying that, but now the doctors are warning you, if you were planning on having a trip or taking a trip to Florida, not to take it. You ought to be careful. I guess this doctor that I'm looking at, Ebony Jade Hilton is his name, said Americans should be careful traveling to certain parts of the U.S., most notably Florida. The Delta variant is a game changer, and a lot of people seem to be coming down with it there statistically.
Well, in Jacksonville, this is, you know, this is where, I don't know if you saw yesterday, but it kind of made the rounds on social media. Governor DeSantis, the governor of Florida, you know, who's been very much anti-Fauci and he's got merchandise and all this other stuff. Well, I guess yesterday he came out and urged Floridians to get vaccinated. He said the shots are saving lives. He said if you look at the people being admitted to hospitals, over 95% of them are either not fully vaccinated or not vaccinated at all. These vaccines are saving lives. They're reducing mortality.
Notice
so
people who are against it before.
Now, I know.
Or who they're now on to it. So just, I mean, rather than just being critical about it, just to take it for what it's worth, get the shots.
I said this earlier this week. Florida, I remember saying one in five new cases is all in Florida. Now, here's the news. Okay, the UF Health Center in Jacksonville, that whole hospital unit is now canceling elective surgeries and procedures again because the number of COVID patients has jumped up to 134. They had 16 in mid-May. Now they've got 134 people. Most of them are unvaccinated, and they're hospitalized. So Florida's on its way back to having a real problem. And then the governor, you know, I know he wants to run for president. If he's going to have a ton of deaths on his hand, you know, then he's going to have
to make a very attractive candidate.
No wonder he came forward and now says, get a shot. In Louisiana,
it's like that phony in California, the same thing with him. And, oh, by the way, the governor of California got out of the way. Remember, we were talking yesterday, Jennifer and I have a friend who's a talk host named Larry Elder. And Elder was in the race for governor, and then he said, the state-controlled auditor said, oh, well, there's something wrong with your tax returns, you're out. And Larry says, not so fast, I'll see you in court. Well, he went to court yesterday, and the judge found that he completely complied with the ballot requirements. The state was completely wrong, and they've just given him another issue to run on, which will give him, all they did was give him more publicity so people would know who the guy was. This shows you how really stupid some of these people are.
Well, it proves his point. If he's trying to make the point that California is, you know, rigged or corrupt or whatever, all the above, then it kind of proved his point.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's see here. Costco decided to switch course, ladies, continuing their senior shopping hours. This is something that started for many companies, mostly grocery stores, I think, but I guess other stores did it as well. They had senior shopping hours, and they most of them said they were going to end at the end of this month, but now COVID says nope, because of the increased number of these cases. They're going to do it twice a week instead of 5 days a week. So they open up, what, at 8 o'clock, and they...
9 to 10 a.m. is on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Yeah, so that'll be designated just for seniors as well as first responders. So EMTs, firefighters, and police officers, along with hospital employees and pharmacists, all of those groups can all shop together alone from 9 to 10.
Do they keep other people out?
Just an hour?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They keep other people out?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. What are you? I'm going to Costco anytime I've gone. I remember going in there, and we were looking for something that was like $40, $40-$50, and by the time we're done...
200 later, you're checking out?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and hundreds of dollars, so
yeah,
they've done a good job.
Oh, I buy so much stuff. I don't even have a membership. I went with my brother, who does have a membership, and oh my God, I ended up buying so much stuff that I didn't need.
Pretty much, that's the way they do it. It's magic. What they do, you go up and down the aisles, and it's like the stuff jumps out and jumps into your cart. I need that. No, I don't need that. Let's buy some of it anyway. 17 at the hour on the DJV program. What's the one thing that anybody can do to feel more connected to who they really are? One of the things that I find in terms of connection is being connected to your body. And your body will tell you how you're doing. Those of us who have had a little under the weather experience, and that's everybody on this program at one time or another over the past couple of weeks, we all appreciate the fact that it's time for us to really concentrate now on our health and our well-being. And those of you who are overweight are sitting ducks for the problems with COVID and Delta and all the variants, and that's been proven over and over and over again. So why don't you do yourself a favor? Decide right now to not put off losing weight or to making sure you can keep it off using the Calitrin process. Calitrin is a completely drug-free, stimulant-free, all-natural way. That's why I love it and recommend it. Go to their website, toploss.com. Get the product information there. Understand using the DJV code to give you 3 months free supply and free shipping. Pretty cool stuff, and it works. That's the bottom line. Check it out at toploss.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee. That's HTM.
Hey, Jackie, did the Gomez files come in?
For Lucy's law firm, finding the perfect Spanish-speaking paralegal feels like an unwinnable case.
The case documents are in Spanish. My Espanol is too rusty for this.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Thursday program. Hi, Doug Steffen with the DJV program. Jennifer is off today because she's under the weather. Victoria Keelan is here. She got out from under. Jay kind of did too. Jay is in charge of social media, and you'll be surprised, or maybe not. There's more info on Britney Spears, so we'll get to that right after this.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TAN.
All right, let's get to what's happening. She's married. She's not married. She's hitched. She's not hitched. All right, so what's the scoop here, Jay? What are you finding in your sculling around for info on Britney?
Well, in case you missed it, there were some photographs of Britney showing a big rock on that specific finger while out getting some coffee, and then... news started swirling
breaking
and rumors
news.
Were swirling that they're engaged. Well, her boyfriend, Sam Asghari, while he was at a Jeep dealership, he was approached by some paparazzi who were congratulating him on the engagement, and he had some fun with it, went along with the charade, but went even further and was like, oh, we've been married for years. We have a couple mini-me's. He's gotten very playful talking about their relationship.
So tell us a little more about him, because I don't know. I mean, now I know when I see the name who he is, but... what else do we need to know about this guy?
Well, he's an actor. He's also a health and fitness instructor. He and Britney met on the set of one of her music videos. He was cast to play the love interest. But he's kind of one of the up-and-coming newer actors.
She tends to hang around, except for Federline. She likes
this guy is the best-looking guy she's ever dated. He's really handsome. He's also a model. He's on, I don't know if you've ever seen the show on Showtime with Don Cheadle called Black Monday.
No.
He's on, it's a great show.
I have to look for it because I like Cheadle.
Oh, you will love it. It's set in the 80s, and it's on Wall Street. It's really great. And so he's now on this current season, which is season 3, and apparently he has been picked up to sort of be a regular character. So he's making strides. I mean, obviously, no one wants to, you know, if you're trying, especially to become an actor, no one wants to just be cast because you're Britney's boyfriend, and that's something that, you know, has kind of been a challenge for him to move beyond that, but I think he seems to be doing okay.
Good. All right, Megan Fox, I saw something about her yesterday, and it looks like that spread like wildfire. What's that story?
Yeah, she said in an interview recently about the fact that she hasn't been drinking since 2009, more specifically the 2009 Golden Globes, when she felt like she got belligerent and made some comments on the red carpet during an interview. She said she was seated with Blake Lively and all three Jonas Brothers, and the champagne was just really flowing. And she's really embarrassed about what she said.
What'd she say?
She talks about being insecure. She saw Salma Hayek and was like, I really want her boobs. She mentioned having a 22-inch waist.
Don't most of the women you know. Yeah, right.
Yeah, she mentioned having a 22-inch waist, and it was because she starved herself and then added that she was only kidding. It was just a lot of Pilates. But she was embarrassed enough by how she acted on the red carpet that she has not had a drink since.
Really? Well, so there's progress right under the circumstances. What has she been in lately? What's she best known for?
There's a new movie coming out where it's Midnight in the Switchgrass. This is the one where she met her now boyfriend, Machine Gun Kelly, on the set.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's apparently such a bad movie that neither of them even went to the premiere of their own movie.
Nor did Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis is the
like
real
a star.
So it must. Chucker's always saying on, you know, in his movie moment segment, he's always saying Bruce Willis does these movies that go right to DVD. Well, this might be another one.
This may be another one of them. Yeah, I think I saw one of them the other night. It was on, was it Showtime? He and Sophia Bush, as a matter of fact, starred in this movie. About this stuff going on in Cleveland. A lot of bad guys in that one. 28 and change half the hour here on the Good Guy program, the DJV show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The 2021 Mustang Mach-E has earned Car and Driver Inaugural Electric Vehicle of the Year Award, adding another coveted honor to its trophy case and beating overall top-rated EV competitors along the way. The publication put 11 top-rated electric vehicles through rigorous testing over a three-week period, including a 1,000-mile road trip to evaluate each in real-world conditions. The Mach-E took the number one spot. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Republicans walked away from the House committee that's investigating January 6th. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi vetoed two of the five Republicans. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy had tapped for the panel.
Pelosi has broken this institution, denying the voice of members who have served in the military.
Wyoming's Liz Cheney, the only Republican on the panel, agreed with Pelosi's decision. Oregon forest officials reported Wednesday the destructive Oregon Bootleg Fire that ranks as the largest among dozens raging across the western United States was ignited by lightning, but smoldered for days before it was detected. Strike teams are taking advantage of calmer winds, cooler temperatures, and slightly higher humidity over the past few days to extend containment lines around the fire. The Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee has fired the director of the opening ceremony on Thursday because of a Holocaust joke he made during a comedy show in 1998. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What's being described as a super spreader event, Texas House Democrats have left a trail of COVID-19 infections since leaving the state. Let's get an update with Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
At least six Texas Democratic lawmakers that have fled the state to block an election reform bill have tested positive for coronavirus. Texas Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson calls for those lawmakers to return to Texas.
When their 10 days of quarantine are over and they get released from their hotel rooms in Washington, D.C., they need to go immediately back to the state of Texas, and they need to fulfill their duties to the constituents there. They were voted and elected to represent the constituents of Texas, and they have completely gaffed off that duty, and it's time for them to do their jobs.
Those Texas Democratic lawmakers met with Senate Majority Leader and New York Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer, West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, and Vice President Kamala Harris. Spokespersons for each say they aren't quarantining.
Russia launched a long-delayed module for its segment of the International Space Station Wednesday. Reports are coming in it suffered technical problems after reaching orbit. Both Roscosmos and NASA said the module prematurely deployed its solar arrays and navigational antennas shortly after separating from the rocket. Neither agency has provided additional updates on the status. The module, 13 meters long and weighing more than 23,000 kilograms at launch, includes crew accommodations, attitude control systems for the station, research facilities, and cargo stowage. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Drinking in the fruits and flavors of the day. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan today and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer is out amongst the ill. We've got number one on the hit parade today is the Delta variant and more discussion about vaccines and numbers and that sort of thing. Number two seems to be what's going on with Brittany and her boyfriend. Number three, without question, I think, is the Tokyo Olympic story, what's happening there. So I guess we begin with the score, the women's soccer. Again, the Olympics don't start till tomorrow, but yet all these games are going on. What is the philosophy behind that anyway? Why? I think I may have asked something like this the other day, but I still don't get why they don't wait to have these games until the Olympics start.
Tomorrow's the opening ceremony. So what's going on with soccer right now is the group play. So they're separated into these individual groups, and then the top one or two teams from
elimination
group,
round, is that it, sure?
Yeah, then they advance into the matches for gold and silver and bronze and all of those.
Okay, got it.
All like now, the quarter finals and semifinals, that stuff.
All right, so the women's soccer people, I think the results had come in yesterday when we were on the air. Didn't we talk about this a little bit? How they have really succumbed.
It was a really big upset. Sweden beat us 3-0. That was a huge upset. It broke a 44-game winning streak for the U.S. team. So they have to get back on the ball, and they better win their next game or else they're not going to advance, which would be horrible. This is a great team.
Yeah. Well, they've gotten a lot of notoriety, that's for sure.
Yeah.
As are a lot of the other, even though COVID seems to have raised hell with all of the, with the whole concept of getting together this year, there apparently are a lot of people, or a lot of, a large number of Olympians who are there more than ever before. And why is that? Because they've expanded who can play, or the number of things
they
like baseball
more.
And softball.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Baseball and softball went away a number of years ago for whatever reason, and then now it's back this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then the new sports are surfing, skateboarding, sport climbing, and karate. Karate. So those are, and those, as you can imagine, those are, you know, those athletes skew younger, and so they're trying to not just get younger athletes into the Olympic Games, but they're also, you know, going, they're hoping
viewers.
that will, add to the 18 to 34 demo in viewership.
That's why the networks pay so much, and NBC and all of their network carrying everything that's going on over there, because they paid a huge amount. I don't know, is it $1 billion? Was it that? It was
probably
a lot of money.
Yeah.
And but they will reap five times that in advertising revenue.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the reasons is because it's a younger demo. The old-timers like us don't deserve the same ratings points, apparently, or value added for spot time. So at any rate, this is
it'll be interesting
if you're going to watch it.
Right now, like, there's, you know, Cobra Kai is one of the most popular shows on Netflix, and that's like a global, you know, that's sort of the continuation of the Karate Kid. All across the country, dojos are reporting that more people want to take karate lessons now than ever before. So it's kind of perfect timing that karate is now an Olympic sport, because I think a lot of people are interested in watching that. And surfing, you know, huge worldwide sport as well. Skateboarding, same thing. Sport climbing is interesting because that's like, you know, when you climb like a rock wall and things like that, they have different events under the umbrella of sport climbing. So I think that would make for fun viewing on TV. And then, you know, the traditional stuff that everybody watches, people usually like the swimming, the diving, those do really well in terms of, you know, viewership for events. And then soccer always does really, really well, especially for the U.S. women's team.
And who's in the equestrian field? I noticed that one of the Olympians, guy from Australia, Jamie Kermond, he was all set to make his Olympic debut. He's 36 years old, but he's been suspended because he tested positive for cocaine. Don't these people know?
I know, right?
Use this stuff before. What have you got to be nuts? And here's a guy who's worked hard for a long time, it would seem.
And I doubt at 40, you know, right? In 4 years, I don't know if he's going to make it again. So that's stupid.
Depending on how you take care of yourself, equestrians can do well in sort of local competitions into their 60s, but. This is there's much more heat and light on what's going on at the Olympics for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Here.
Well, Jessica Springsteen is on the U.S. team, Bruce Springsteen's daughter. So this will be her Olympic debut as well.
Bloomberg's daughter,
Georgina.
Georgina. She's in there someplace too. I don't know.
She's not on the U.S. team anymore. She made it to like the 2012 Olympics or something. She's older, so I don't know that she does a whole lot of competition on this level anymore.
Right. The International Olympic Committee, looking ahead, if you will, to the 2032 Olympics. So they've announced it's going to take place in Brisbane, Australia. This is the process. A lot of people some people get really excited about this. Some people say, wow, glad it's not happening here. And so
we've got Los Angeles coming up.
Yeah, Angeles 4 years from now. And then who comes in 4 years after that? Before Brisbane, 2028. Anybody know where it's supposed to be? Let's see, look at 2028. Los Angeles is 2028, aren't they? So the Summer Games are in Paris in 2024. I got it. Winter Olympics, Beijing. In 2022, it'll be nice to boycott.
A lot of people are talking about that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. That's,
yeah. Kiss their butts goodbye.
I don't know how Beijing got awarded that, to be honest. I mean, this, you know.
Probably corruption the same way they get everything else.
Probably.
It goes on with them somehow or other. All right, so here's the big story, though, it looks like, Jay. There's a very scary story. You like that? It's a very scary, it's a very scary story. There's some kind of a wild bear that's in the Olympic softball stadium, and they haven't caught it yet. Well, why do they just shoot it? I guess they don't want to.
Because they can't find it. It's in hiding. They're blaring music on the speakers. They let off fireworks trying to scare it out of hiding, but so far they can't find it. And the games are still going on. There's no spectators, you know, there's no fans in the stands or anything, but the players are still playing the game, knowing that there's a black bear hiding somewhere in there.
So what's the difference, one would wonder, between an Asian black bear and a Northwestern black bear? The black bear is a black bear is a black
Asian
bear. Yeah, well, okay, so does it look different?
I don't know. Then
I've
never been
eye.
Close enough to see one, thankfully, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was about to make a statement, but I edited my thoughts, and I'm sure you'd be happy with the fact that I did under the circumstances. But I think it's obvious what I was thinking, and that's why I just said it. You guys can think it through on your own if you'd like to. And if you don't want to, help yourself to something else to think about. And that's how to take care of you and your nose. I want to talk a little bit about the Surfside situation, by the way, as we continue here. But first, a thought about you and your health and your well-being. As you noted, every day in the last 10 days or so, one of us has been out. Excuse me, it's all not because we've all had, well, Jennifer didn't have her shots, but she had it, so she ought to have some resistance to it. But anyway, Jay and Victoria and I have had our shots, and there's nothing to say that what we've come down with is any relation to it, but the way of taking care of it and cleaning it out is to use the Navage system, because all of the stuff that I've had, anyway, I won't speak for the two of you, but I've had nothing but garbage in my nose and my throat. And it sort of was deemed a summer virus of some sort of, and that's it seemed to be going around as well. There's so much stuff in the air. Good God. And the bacteria, the viruses that are all over the place, we are being overrun by the bugs. That's why a lot of doctors agree it's important to keep your nose clean. You wash your hands. That's the right thing to do. And by the way, don't spray that stuff on it, because that kills all the good bacteria. You want to wash your hands in soap and hot water. That's how you keep the bad stuff away. Anyway, Navage keeps the bad stuff out of your nose. It's a nose cleaner, powered suction. And when you use it, you will feel immediately that you can breathe more clearly. You'll actually get better rest. It's an overall wonderful feeling to keep your nose clean and keep your body clean. Don't suffer the plight of people who aren't keeping their nose clean. Go to Navage.com, see how this all works, and you can buy it online, too, at Navage. That's Navage.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Streaming only on Peacock.
What do you know about Dr. Dunn?
He was charming, intelligent.
My patients mean everything to me.
Based on the unbelievable true story.
I can't make sense of it.
Dunn has 2 deaths that we know of. The state of Texas has executed people for less.
It's like he knew what he was supposed to do.
Then he did the exact opposite.
Dr. Death, starring Joshua Jackson with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
I am going to fix you.
All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile.
If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best price on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-546-1403. 800-546-1403. 800-546-1403. That's 800-546-1403.
How hard can it be to find a Python pro?
Sam's startup had a front-end developer walk out the back door. He needs a new software engineer, stat.
What do you mean they just quit? We go live in 72 hours.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
47 at the hour now on the BJV program. What the heck happened? There was some kind of celebration going on in Milwaukee yesterday, and somebody started shooting it up. I don't know if anybody got, there were a lot of shots that were heard. You could see or hear the, you could see the video that was posted by the television station and hear what went on. I don't think anybody got hurt. Did they find the shooter, though, is the question that I didn't seem to find an answer to. That happens. You know, sometimes when these random shots take place, you know, who knows where they are.
Well, and also it's one of those, was that part of their celebration? Was somebody celebrating with gunfire instead of blowing off fireworks? Or were they trying to scare people, get them running on the street?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, this is right after the Bucks won the championship title.
Yeah, right. Okay, there's a judge in Florida who has already ordered $150 million in compensation for the people who lived in that building who are still alive. So what are they, 97 people? Apparently, that's the final total. So what does $150 million cover? Is it the insurance company saying, no, we're not going to pay, and he's telling them to pay? What's the story here? I think he says...
The judge has... It is sort of complicated, and there are a lot of lawsuits, as you can imagine, that are still happening. So the $150 million covers insurance on the building as well as the expected proceeds from the other building that's now collapsed. So from the sale of that property. So the judge added that victims, including visitors and renters, not just condo owners, which is a very important distinction, if people were renting or visiting at the time, that they all would be compensated as well. Mm-hmm. And so the judge made sure that he wants to protect all the victims.
Got it.
And, so there's a giant class action lawsuit.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's Tech Talk time here on the BJV program of this Thursday, the 22nd of July, first day of Leo, by the way. Something else to talk about. Lots of things going on as usual, including a vote from the Federal Trade Commission. What's the significance of this, Victoria Keelan?
Well, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission voted unanimously yesterday to make it a priority to address the issue of manufacturers pushing consumers to use licensed dealers to repair items ranging from smartphones to farm equipment, which is a practice that critics have long called anti-competitive. This is what, when we talk about the quote-unquote right to repair, that's exactly what this is. So there are 5 commissioners at the Federal Trade Commission. 3 are Democrats, 2 are Republicans, and they all agreed unanimously on this, which is interesting and sort of rare. Commissioner Noah Phillips, who's a Republican, said, while there are repair restrictions that are legitimate, whether it's a smartphone or a tractor, I absolutely agree that there are many unwarranted restrictions that make repairs excessively difficult and expensive. And
this is something that especially has affected agriculture and big time. That's where the biggest and most serious problem has been. And it started with John Deere, basically. Yeah. So those of you who go crazy to want to buy John Deere stuff, keep it green, know that they don't want you to be able to repair the stuff yourself or fix whatever's wrong with it. They fixed it so you can't, or at least they did until this thing.
Well, and so has Apple. Apple's done the same thing.
Yeah, right,
so if you think about, yes, I mean, tractors, obviously farmers, you know, need that. But if you think about the hundreds of millions of Apple iPhones that no one can, you know, you have to go back to the Apple, to the, you know, to the Apple store. And so this is all part of this broad-reaching executive order that President Biden signed. That he put out, and so this is one of the many things that he's addressing, the anti-competitiveness thing. So Apple, the co-founder of Apple, Steve Wozniak, he actually recently spoke out in favor of the right to repair movement, saying, "We wouldn't even have Apple had I not grown up in a very open technology world." I mean, basically, when he and Steve Jobs, and he's the nerd who actually did, you know, all of the nuts and bolts of coming
figuring
up with
the
Apple
out.
Computer. So yeah. He was borrowing parts from this brand and just splicing together stuff. So that's what he means. Like, if this was all exclusive to every company, Apple wouldn't even exist. So right now, 27 states have already introduced right to repair bills. Representative Joe Morrell, who's a Democrat from New York, he's the first one who actually brought this to the federal level. So I think that we're going to see a lot of movement in this area, and I think it's a good thing.
It absolutely needs to be done. Absolutely. Okay, in a moment, we're going back to the hackerisms. Apparently, there's been an arrest, and this will it looks like it'll be good. Let's find out how it shakes out and how it affects you right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, let's get to it here. This hacker who was arrested, who's this and what's the charge?
Yep. So 22-year-old UK citizen Joseph O'Connor, who goes by the handle Plug Walk Joe, was arrested in Spain on Wednesday for his connection to the 2020 Twitter hack. We all remember this from last year. Mm-hmm. We were all dealing with the pandemic, and then President Obama, Elon Musk, every major celebrity in Hollywood, all of their Twitter accounts got hacked. Kim Kardashian's as well. And then the message was Elon, which he hacked into Elon Musk's Twitter account and put out tweets saying, "I'm feeling really generous right now. So the first like 5 reshares, I'm going to give you Bitcoin." And people fell for it. If you give me $10,000, I'll give you Bitcoin or whatever. And so this guy made off with $100,000 in Bitcoin. And so the U.S. Department of Justice has been tracking him. They tracked him down in Spain. And so now he's been charged with computer intrusions related to takeovers of TikTok and Snapchat user accounts as well as Twitter. And he's been charged multiple accounts of all kinds of hacking and stuff like that. The other teenage mastermind of this plan is currently serving 3 years for his role in the hack.
Yeah, and what's... His face over in Russia is having a great life. Congratulations.
Yep.
All right, it's all in degrees. Thank you, Victoria Keelan with Doug Steffen here on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.